Florida Democrat lawmakers perpetuate "Don't Say Gay" bill myth, by Hannah Blow, on March 7, 2022. Florida Senate Democrats posted a video on Monday of lawmakers joyously shouting the word "gay" repeatedly in what appears to be an attempt to own Republicans over a bill which the left falsely dubbed "Don't Say Gay." Despite the fact that the bill simply prohibits sexual instruction of any kind to children in kindergarten through third grade. "We've got one thing to say to our GOP colleagues, gay." The Florida Senate Democrats tweeted Monday morning, posting a video of female Florida Democrat lawmakers singing and shouting the word "gay" repeatedly. The video appears to show State Senators Janet Cruz, Lauren Ostley, Tina Polsky, and Lori Berman walking and singing a gay chant. It comes as the state Senate takes up the parental rights bill, which the left has grossly mislabeled as the "Don't Say Gay" bill. Despite the left's narrative, the measure simply restricts schools from teaching children about sexuality of any kind, in kindergarten through third grade. Simply put, the bill does not refer to gay. A school district may not encourage classroom discussion about sexual orientation or gender identity in primary grade levels or in a manner that is not age-appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students, the bill states. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., also debunked their false and manipulative narrative last week. "You actually look at the bill, and it says no sexual instruction in grades pre-K through 3. And so how many parents want their kindergarteners to have transgenderism or something injected into classroom instruction?" DeSantis asked. "And so I think those are very young kids. I think the legislature is basically trying to give parents assurance that, you know, they're going to be able to go and this stuff's not going to be there," he said, noting that, despite the left's narrative, there's nothing in the bill that says anything about "you can't say" or "this say, sick." It's basically saying for our youngest students, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 6 years and 7, do you really want them to be being taught about, and this is any sexual stuff? But I think clearly right now we see a lot of focus on the transgenderism, telling kids that they may be able to pick genders and all that, he explained. "Yeah, you can create a false narrative, you can stage a protest, you can do all those things, but you're not telling the truth about what's actually there," DeSantis continued, noting that he did not have a dog in the fight because it was not my legislation. "The legislature took the lead on it, but when I hear these things and then I look on the paper about what it is, there's this massive gulf between what it actually says with respect to these very young kids versus what some of these protests in the Capitol or whatever are about," he said, adding once more, "I haven't seen any of that, don't say gay, in the bills that are actually presented to me."